The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. And I just can't be prouder. I cannot be prouder. I don't think I've ever seen a more well-mannered, civil, a better representation for America than I saw last night.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about things.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
it was
the good thing is that we got a lot out of it. That a
lot of policy and like
no name calling.
Plans for the future.
No pettiness. No. I mean, and you want to talk about well-mannered is probably one of the things that I take from it. Two guys that can just have a public discourse, and you know when you walk away from it, you feel good about both about everything about this country, and that's where America is today, I think. And so, so this is awesome. We're in a great place, but we're in an even better place because of our Houston Astros yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Because of their 4-1 win. I remember on the show, this show predicted 4-1.
3-2. 4-1 today.
4-1.
I missed it. I had 4-1 today.
Well, the show did. I mean, now let's not take credit. Okay, it's a win for everybody.
No,
just,
you don't get to have this win. No.
See, Dell, is it the show? Or
you hated that? You hated the Astros yesterday.
No.
I'm just glad.
It's a win for the show.
And I'm just glad when the Astros win today by a score of 3-2 or 4-1. They'll put hashtag standby as
stand back.
They'll say stand back to the Twins because we put you down,
right?
And stand by to the next team they have to face,
mm-hmm. right.
Yeah.
Stand by.
Or to the haters who
right.
who wanted to. I will say one guy is an Astros fan. The only thing I said on Twitter like the whole time was just get runs and capital. In all caps in the eighth inning, they got runs. And one guy had this gift that said, bring out the trash cans. And I don't know, it's professional wrestling where somebody's got a trash can over him and a guy's banging on it with baseball bats. And I just thought, that's pretty funny.
That was good. That was good.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty funny. You know, it's really funny when the Astros win 4-1 and Fromber goes full Cy Young on the Twins.
Man, Fromber.
I mean, they had no chance. And the Astros...
The only bad
I'm sorry,
thing
do you
about
see,
that
can you tell me what this is?
Oh, yeah. H-Town Savages.
H-Town Savage is what my shirt says. Running game. Clothing. H-Town... Because they were savages in the box yesterday.
Are we supposed to say... Isn't it savage? Is the S-word no. still... Is,
and we, why are we stealing from the Yankees?
Why... And yeah,
yeah
plus, by the way, they put up a four spot and they had one run.
Savages. That's a savage in the box.
But you want to take it from the. That's the Yankees thing. That's, Yankees?
No, we took it. We own it now.
Oh, by the way,
we are savages now.
No. By the way, the Yankees are savages. Do you see him? Shane Bieber was by far the best pitcher in baseball this year, and he got lit up.
Yeah, the Yankees are pretty good. They're the. It goes Dodgers, Astros, Yankees.
It goes Astros, Dodgers, no. Yankees.
I got a little plus 1,200 action.
Do you?
AL pennant.
Astros plus 1,200?
They were.
That's it? AL pennant is only 12-1?
Yeah, and 16-1 was... You never get good odds.
What?
16-1 was the longest shot, then came the Astros at 12-1.
Oh, God.
Just to win the pennant, not the World Series.
That's not good. 12-1, I'd mean way more than that for the Astros to win the pennant.
All you got to do is win three series.
That's it.
That's it. Well, you know.
Well,
remember they're wait, short listen, series.
They're not. They go longer.
It's five now. In the next yeah. one. But that's a, still a short series.
Yeah, you go.
The first two are short series. All they need to do is win today, and they're on to the next one.
I got it, but
well, no home field advantage. Well, there's home field advantage, but not like you know what yesterday
not,
was
not,
missing
no, not from here on out.
That was, well, because you go to the bubble. That's right. But you know what yesterday really was missing? The fans. And they mentioned it a couple times. Like, this is where the fans would be up going crazy. When you don't have that, that's a little different. Now, I joke about the H-Town Savages.
Well, but let's face it. Teams, even with fans going crazy, the visiting team wins, too. I mean, so the visiting
last
team wins
year,
a lot in baseball.
Well, not actually the home field advantage is an advantage. All the stats have found that it's a definitive advantage.
You're in the 2019 World Series.
Unless you're in that World Series where the Astros couldn't win one.
Unless you're the Minnesota Twins, it doesn't matter where you play, you lose. They've lost 17
exactly.
straight.
That's not baseball. That's the Twins.
That's the Twins.
The Twins have lost. What an incredible stat.
Oh, my gosh.
They've lost 17 playoff. Now, another incredible stat was missing 27 three-pointers in a row. But in baseball, the most incredible stat to me is 17
is a lot.
Losses in a row?
Mostly to the Yankees.
And then today it turns to 18?
Yeah.
And then we're 18. On to the next one? Twin Schmins.
Well, no matter what, they set the record. So the Astros set the record, made them set the record. But here's the problem with this whole thing now, with the entire postseason, is Fromber can't pitch again for 3 days or so, 3 or 4 days. So that's a real problem for your Astros.
Yeah, because you back it up. All the games are backed up. But at the same time, the reason the Astros had Fromber Cole not in the rotation was for yesterday. Yesterday's the example of why.
Yeah. Well, you didn't know it was going to be Greinke, though. You thought it was going to be maybe Urquidy that he was going to have to pick up for. You thought maybe it was going to be McCullers that he was going to pick up. He had to pick up Greinke after four.
Well, that happens, too. Go back and look at the Yankees last year, the series of Yankees, where we go, man, Zach pitched great. He went 4 2/3 against the Yankees. He didn't even finish five innings.
Yeah, but then guess what? He pitched seven or six and a third.
Yeah, that's a long time for Zach.
Well,
and then you need three innings. That's what, you know, Fromber can give it to you.
I don't know if you heard. It was eight outs to go.
But to me.
And AJ screwed it up.
Well,
thank God AJ wasn't. No. You know what? Finally glad Dusty was the manager because he brought Fromber out in the ninth.
I know. They had a couple of people try to act like, oh, AJ does this stuff too. AJ had a quick hook on people.
Oh, no.
AJ believed. And see, this. AJ believed the closer was the closer. That's what he believed.
He said he didn't, but he absolutely did.
Oh, he absolutely did.
He would have brought Presley in. He would have brought Presley in.
100%. He would have brought Presley in.
Well, I don't know. Presley's really scuffled this year. AJ still goes to him. He still would have gone to him. He would have said, Fromber, you gave me four. That's great. Thanks. Bye. What? Wait, what? But Fromber got the job done. Fromber was hit. Now, and even with two on, Dusty. Now, Dusty is Dusty. He's like, man. And then they brought up that really heavy kid, and he hit it right to Bregman, and he was like, good, because we got the post-game buffet I can get to right away. Do you think that he grounded into that double play so he could get to the post-game buffet right
away? No, I don't think that was an intentional double play.
Did you? Well,
I think Fromber.
Do you think he was smelling it? He was going, I think it's they're putting it out.
Well, it's 4-1. You might as well, although you did have a couple men on base. I swear to you, the fact that he didn't go get Fromber when there was two men on base to me is incredible.
It's incredible.
I have no doubt that 100 times out of 100 times, AJ would have gone and got Fromber. And I wouldn't have been upset about it.
No.
I wouldn't have been upset about it with two men on base. But also, probably 98 out of 100 times, AJ wouldn't have even had Fromber walking out to the mound that inning, matter how dominant he was.
Nope.
How many times have you and I had the conversation about, man, why did he go get this, you know, this pitcher, whoever the pitcher was, when he was rolling? I mean, last year, Zach Greinke was a perfect example. Why go get Zach Greinke in that spot? There's no chance he would have let Fromber stand with two out. Yet Fromber coaxes a double play, and why is that? Well, from a baseball standpoint, Fromber had a great curveball yesterday, and he was going down and in on right-handers, and they're more likely to beat that ball into the ground and entice a ground ball double play. That's exactly what happened. Fromber was incredible. And Fromber and, you're going to have Urquidy. You are, and now Fromber's obviously pitched, but having Fromber in that spot, so now you have Lance McCullers potentially, but having Fromber in that spot, you knew he was going to pick that up, and Javier's the other guy who could pick it up and go three to three plus innings. Wow. It's not crazy. Now, Fromber we've seen go six innings in a relief stint before. Like Fromber, nobody I've ever seen in Dusty Baker's short stint gets a longer leash than Fromber. Nobody.
Nobody.
He lets Fromber go a long time. He lets him, the pitch count get higher. And Fromber can deal with it. Is he the best pitcher on the staff? I mean, he's not even starting. But he was more valuable.
He had the best year.
Fromber might as well have been a starter.
He had the best year.
He was most consistent.
Yeah, I don't know that you would call him the best pitcher on the staff, but he had the best year.
I don't know that he has the best stuff. I think that's McCullers. But when it came to consistency, he had a little bit of a hiccup, but other than that, Fromber was rock solid, and his numbers across the board were. But Fromber was basically a starter yesterday. He was just as valuable because he closed out an entire game. Multiple innings closed out a game. Now you got Christian Javier who could do the same thing for you in another spot, and you don't have to go to terrible Josh James. You don't have to go really to any of the bullpen unless you really, really want to. Other than Blake, who are and Presley by name, who are the guys that you can't wait to see? Paredes makes me nervous. He makes me a little nervous.
Of course, everybody in the bullpen makes you nervous. Taylor.
Blake Taylor is the only other guy, but who do you really want them to go to in the pen?
Taylor's the only guy I want them to go to.
The only guy.
Yeah.
I'm not really excited about
him now because he's in the pen.
More
than likely in the pen.
I mean, bullpen guy.
Yeah. Yeah. This has been no – he's still no decision on game two starter. He's probably told him.
It's Urquidy.
Well, Brian McTaggart.
Yesterday, McTaggart was
– so the last thing was he still has made no decision.
Well, the article I saw had talked about it was going to be Fromber or Urquidy. Well, Fromber pitched yesterday.
Well, McTaggart says – said no decision. That's the last – that's from McTaggart.
Oh, between Urquidy and McCullers?
Yeah. Okay. So we'll see. We'll see.
I might go McCullers here, and you feel like, okay, which one of those two guys, which one could be more spectacular? McCullers. Which one is more likely to be more steady? Urquidy.
Yeah.
I might go Urquidy.
Has anybody seen anything? I've
Game three. I didn't see it. Yes.
Was 14 hours ago. Brian McTaggart said no decision yet.
The last article I saw expected it to be Fromber or Urquidy in game two. Well,
I'm glad Fromber went game one. That was the way to do it.
Yeah. And like I said, that's
especially
basically
going
being a
righty. They had the lefty lineup in there. Fromber comes in and does an unbelievable job. Now throw Urquidy. Throw Urquidy, and then you got McCullers in a must win game if you have to go three.
Well, I want to talk about Men's Tee Clinic because when you step up and you are at your best, like we saw yesterday with the devastating left-hander, that's living his best life. That's when he's at his best. And you can be at your best. You can be what you used to be in your 20s and your 30s. And how do you do that? Well, I can't help you with your, from the mental standpoint, but I can tell you that you can't have more confidence with Men's Tee Clinic with that testosterone level. When your testosterone level drops, you have a change in body type. You have less lean muscle mass. Your workouts matter a lot less. You can lift and do the same things, but you just don't maintain it. You don't maintain the results. You don't get those gains. With Men's Tee Clinic, that testosterone helps you with the lean muscle mass and helps you with those gains so that you do see a difference. And it does improve your confidence. And so does having a spike in your libido. So does, having the energy level that you once had. These are all things that can be affected, but they can come back with Men's Tee Clinic and their specialized, tailored treatment for whatever your low testosterone needs are. Go to mensteeclinic.com. Find one of the five locations that are nearest to you, and go in and stop in anytime you want. You can drop in or set up an appointment. They'll have an appointment or they'll have a test for you, and then they'll get the results within minutes, and they can get you started on the path back to living your best life and being your best self. MensTeeClinic.com. That's MensTeeClinic.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Guys, this fall, as you get back into the swing of things, Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys. It's guaranteed to upgrade your life. Really cool stuff in here. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers, you've got cozy clothing and threads for when the temperature dips. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every single month. That's why it's called Bespoke. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, outdoor gear. Really, really awesome. Tell you what, I love the Weekender bag right now, which is part of the Box of Awesome. Or how about this one? The Layers is something that you can get with flannel shirt, and it's brushed flannel. They've got boot socks to match as well. This is your opportunity to get started. Take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick out the perfect box for you. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com. Code BENCH for 20% off your first box.
ESPN 92.5.
Houston is all systems go. We love our Astros in Houston.
I mean, these guys know what it's like. I mean, these guys know how to battle. They know what it's like, and we're glad that we got an opportunity to play in this postseason and then negate and forget everything that happened the last, you know, couple weeks. You know, we hadn't been playing very well.
That's an understatement. But that's all you got to do is win two games. Go to Minnesota, the worst postseason team ever. That's all you got to do is go to Minnesota, and it will cure everything. And how about, man, I'll tell you what.
Oh, you feel solid and steady.
Making big plays.
Bregman with a bare hand toss. Think about the Houston Savages and what they did offensively yesterday. The avalanche of runs where you had, man, I'm just going to say what it was. You did have, at one point, you had the Yuli, a great piece of hitting, reach out and just flip the bat and hit it to center field, just kind of. Yeah. A soft Correa on an outside, took it there. Correa did it too.
Muscled it out there. That's what all that, you've seen him in the weight room, lifting with his shorts above his junk.
Yep.
And that James, paid off.
Although I will say, Eduardo Perez said, it's a little strange to get jammed on that, on an 88-mile-an-hour fastball there, but... I don't care how it happened. I'm just glad he fisted it out there into the outfield.
He was waiting on changeup.
You had a bases loaded walk was your go ahead run.
Polanco's error.
You had a bases loaded walk was your go ahead run for Altuve. I'm like, I'll take it, Altuve.
Yep.
And then you had the error that kept the inning going. Right. So
yeah.
You weren't just ripping it all over the park, and it was getting so frustrating. Just expecting playoff Astros to bust out and start stringing together hits, and then Reddick twice tricked out.
Like, why Reddick, is he not bunting? Okay.
You got to stop, because that's not, you're wasting your breath.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
If you're Josh Reddick, if you're Maldonado, even if you're Carlos Correa,
Maldonado can bunt.
Yeah,
we've seen it.
Okay,
but Josh, but there was an out.
Okay, wait a minute. You're Josh Reddick. You're always in the eight hole. If you come up with first, it's not like you're the leadoff hitter. You're hitting 320. Man, I just can't bunt. I mean, look at that's stupid. Or the cleanup hitter asking me to bunt. That's just dumb. You're the eight hitter your entire career. How is it you don't know how to bunt?
It's not my job to do that.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's not like, you know, I'm really, really busy hitting home runs. I'm really, really busy just driving the ball every at bat. You've been a baseball player your whole life. You can go in the cage and you can bunt and you can bunt and you can bunt and you can bunt until when it's called upon because again, if you were Brantley or you were a Springer or, you know, Altuve in years past, if you were these guys, then I would say no. Bregman, no. You know what? I bet you Bregman can bunt. That Josh Reddick can't bunt is a crime. He is a major league player. That's all he does. He walks around in little tiny underwear that has the flag on it. Or is that him or Kobe? Woo! Or is that Kobe Rasmus?
No, he has American Eagle.
He has American Eagle.
Colby was a flag.
Okay, while you're in your little underwear, you go in the cage and you just bunt.
Or in clothes.
Well, I don't care.
Or in shorts.
But that the fact that Josh Reddick, a career, or since he's been here, is a 220 hitter, that he can't bunt is ridiculous.
Well,
I'm all for the idea of saying, all right, let the great hitters hit, you know,
Eduardo Perez said, well, listen, these guys never bunt, so they don't
know. He said he's got six career bunts.
That's stupid. That is stupid.
Well, they don't bunt, but that's not, the league doesn't believe in bunting.
No, but I believe in it right there. So even if you have six career bunts, you should be able to do it.
I believe in Josh Reddick bunting there.
Yes.
That's the point.
Well, that's Josh Reddick. That's what I said. I said if you're in the 7, 8, 9 hole.
If you're the cleanup hitter. I know he had a hit, but Josh Reddick had already struck out with the bases loaded. You got a shot to put two guys in scoring position to get out of a double play potential and keep and string runs together. Josh Reddick ain't it. Like, that's not the guy that you want in that spot. There's not really a guy you do this year, but you still have to look at historically. And historically, Josh would be way down to... Josh would be last of the people I would want historically. Right. Machete is ahead of him.
Yes, he's last. So, again, that's my point, is if you're Josh Reddick, that's all you do is play baseball. You should, you know what? You don't go up there and bunt until you're really good at it, because you can help your team that way. As opposed to striking out, you could really, really help your team with a bunt. And then you'd be more valuable to your team because you didn't strike out. You actually advanced the runners. So that's just Eduardo Perez, stop. Josh Reddick should be able to bunt all the time. If you're hitting 220, you bunt. You can bunt. Okay, because, that's not baseball. Yes, it is still baseball. Yes, that is still baseball. The eighth hitter should bunt.
How many times do you think, I'm going to look this up, because Josh Reddick, his manager the entire time was A.J. Hinch. How many times do you think A.J. Hinch called on him to bunt? Like, why would he be practicing if that's not something he's ever going to do?
Well, again, you're ready for, how many times does a guy bunt anyway in
How do you know that he wasn't out there bunting and A.J. Hinch at some point during the last however year, 5 years he's been here, screamed out, "What the are you doing? We don't bunt. Get around. Start swinging. Stop it."
Well,
he wouldn't have yelled like that because AJ was more calm.
He'd have a cup of coffee and go. So
how do you know that Jeff Leno didn't walk by? What if he saw Jeff Leno saw him bunting? Because we know Jeff Leno is the evil genius. What if he's sitting there bunting one entire time in batting practice, and Jeff Leno's sitting there drinking his horchata up in the suite, just drinking it and watching pregame?
Horchata?
I don't know, but that's what he's drinking, and he's just watching. It's spiked. Well, rum chata. So he's watching it, and he's like, "Oh, cool! That's what we're doing right now. We're bunting." And so when he walks in, maybe him and Brendan Taubman, and one of the other numbers nerds went in there and said, "Hey, what's up, Josh? How you doing, buddy?"
And then they started beating.
I'm doing good. And like, that's cool.
Do you think they went up and just started beating the snot out of Josh?
What were you doing out there? It looked kind of weird. And the guy's like sneaking up behind him to grab his arms. Yeah. And then, like, I was just getting some bunting in. Were you going to steal some bases next? Do something like that also? No. Were you going to give away out, steal some bases? That's really cool. That's really cool. Were you going to not shift when we told you to shift? Is these some of the things? And all of a sudden, get his arms! And before you know it, Jeff is just slapping him in the face. Jeff's not doing it.
Yeah,
he's having Taubman do it. Like, Taubman, punch him like, "Hey, I'm so glad we got Osuna!" And he's like punching him in the stomach, like, "What does Osuna have to do with any of this? I'm glad we got Osuna. I'm glad we got Osuna, bitch. Keep it going." And he's just punching him in the stomach. So, you don't want to bruise the face. Yeah. Maybe they're hitting him.
Where was Allison Footer in all this?
She's not there.
She's not there.
That's just what Taubman says.
Okay.
That's just what Taubman screams out loud all the time.
So, wait.
How do you know that they didn't beat the dog turds out of Josh because he was practice bunting and Leno saw it and caught him? And then he and some of the analytics department went in there and, roughed him up.
You would take Leno and the analytics department against Josh Reddick in a fight?
You have to have a lot of them.
You
probably have to have
a lot of little.
You're going to have to bring in some outside muscles.
Gulliver's Travels.
Yeah.
They'd have to have
And that's why. Somebody had to sneak up on him. Like, even three of them, I'm probably making Reddick minus 125.
Yeah.
Like a small favorite, Reddick versus three of them.
Come on, stop it. So here's another thing. If you do have the shift on, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Why you got Buxton at the plate, you got the shift on against Byron Buxton, and you throw it low and outside – So he just flips it into right center field.
Yeah.
I mean,
you would want to pitch in a different location if you're playing a shift. Yeah.
And especially, well, I mean, I guess you're going to pull
missed
a
spot.
Lot. Man, Greinke humping it up at 87. And it's just
two hits.
Oh, wait. That first inning wasn't too scary, was it?
No, that's
holy
Zach
crap.
Just doesn't have great stuff. Zach has to get by on Gall, and that changeup just has to be really, really tricky.
Can you tell the difference now?
How about with his 67-mile-an-hour curveball?
Can you tell the difference between his changeup and his fastball? I mean, that's the
that's the secret to it.
That is the secret.
That's the secret to it. He jams it's the three-finger, it's the circle change, and I mean, if it's not really good, Zach is going to get lit. That's why Zach could get lit up at any time. He's got to be really, really fine with it. McCullers is more of a mental thing. His stuff will be good, and then all of a sudden he can't locate, and he loses his confidence. I don't think Zach Greinke ever loses confidence. I don't think Zach is aware of – I just think Zach doesn't have that – is not wired that way. He never loses confidence. He doesn't gain confidence. He's just the same guy.
I was thinking – if there were people in the stands or not people in the stands.
He's like, he probably thought, that's weird. So many Twins are back there.
It's
behind home plate.
They have giant heads back there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how life is. He doesn't know there are people in the stands.
No, he wouldn't. I don't think it matters one bit to him that there's fans or not fans. You know what? It's not a jab either. I don't think that's a jab.
It's not a jab, but I can tell you I'm going to meet with Hector. I'm really excited. Hector from Site Jab is coming in today. We're going to shoot some videos. They're doing great. You guys have really been responding, and I'm glad you have. And I really say this as someone who has had websites before. I have my Pigskin Sports website. I'm working on a separate NFL scouting site right now. You really need to have the professionals at Site Jab work on your website, and here's why. The website, inside the community, they can tell you, they've done all the studies, how a website flows, what the user interface is like, having the ability to get to the information that you need quickly without multiple clicks or a bunch of scrolling on a website. These are all a lot of the signs of unprofessional websites. And if you don't know what you're doing, if your brother-in-law, if your guy at your office doesn't know what you're doing, you're going to build a site that tells people, even though it's unintentional and maybe even subconscious, you're going to tell people you're not as professional. And that's maybe not true. Make sure that you have the professionals at SiteJab working on your site, because what it's going to do is convey the message that you are professional. It will get the information out there. You will have a lot of your work that's out there for them to see, and you can turn those eyes on your website into business leads. And that's what it's all about, guys. Small to medium-sized businesses, take advantage of a local company that's been doing this for over 20 years. Get your site built from the ground floor up or remodeled with SiteJab. SiteJab.com to set up your appointment, SiteJab.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you've got thoughts about the Astros, you're more than welcome to get in here. 713-780. For those of you just joining us, the Astros won, if you didn't hear. 4-1 was the final. The White Sox also beat the A's 4-1. Toronto wins 3-1, and the Yankees won 12-4, I believe it was, whatever it was.
Yeah, it went over. It's all that mattered. Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, for people who are wondering how many total runs were scored.
You took over in Bieber and Cole? Wow.
No, I was just joking.
Oh, okay.
I just know 12-4 is probably over.
With Bieber and Cole?
Yeah. Justin Bieber, for those who haven't followed baseball,
no,
his brother...
That's not his brother.
Kevin Bieber is an amazing pitcher.
Although, no.
Oh, it's not Justin Bieber's brother?
But if your name is Bieber, you're going to be pretty successful in life. If you're a Bieber...
You're going to take a lot of crap.
And you suck.
You're going to take a lot of crap, though,
you
from
know
people.
What? Yeah, but you know what?
Oh, he's, you must have not have heard the tragic tale of Schleppo Bieber. It's not going well for Schleppo.
Who's Schleppo Bieber?
That's one of the...
Obviously,
See, it's going so poorly for me. You've never heard of him.
No. I've never heard of him.
Is one of the Bieber brothers, Schleppo.
Is that Harpo?
Schleppo Bieber. Schleppo Bieber was the first Bieber that they tried to push into entertainment. It didn't go well for him. So now, because you've got Justin behind him, they just pushed him to the side. We don't talk about Schleppo Bieber.
Oh.
Yeah. No one talks about Schleppo. Right.
Cooper Bieber?
It's Cooper.
Cooper Bieber.
It's not Cooper.
All right. So.
Cooper Bieber. Bieber.
The Titans. So I like Vrabel's response to this. Vrabel said, I don't care. If we don't practice all week, we're still going to play. We'll play Sunday. If they make us play Sunday, we're going to play Sunday, and I don't want any excuses.
He didn't North Texas or Baylor this.
No, he said, you know what?
He just said, let's go.
Let's go. We'll play. And we'll, you know what? And everybody better be ready to play.
Who was that? Who did I send y'all that message about the play college football that had 20 some odd players
Virginia
missing?
Virginia Tech
had 20 some odd players missing in a DC, and they're like, let's go.
We're playing.
We're not. Let's go. We practice. We got a squad. Let's go. North Texas had two coaches that weren't even coordinators and shut it down. That's like, what?
Well,
not even players?
Yeah, and Baylor traced and shut it down.
Yeah.
I mean, stop.
But they said it's because of one position group, O-line.
Whatever. So what if...
And maybe that was the case with North Texas.
What if
they
don't... What about this scenario? First of all, do you think they'll get together on their own and, run some plays and do stuff? Do you think that... secretly somehow, I don't know how you do it secretly, but somehow the offense is going to get together, just run some plays and get together and talk and, go through game plans and whatnot. They could do it all virtually.
Yeah, that's what they are doing currently. Right.
They're doing it virtually. But do you think they get together and run some plays? And maybe. But what if they do this all week and don't practice, get together finally Saturday, and then play on Sunday, and they win?
Well, the players will immediately...
Hey...
Why are we even practicing?
We're practicing? For who? For what?
And then this will happen. Vrabel will say, he'll take off shirt, knuckle up.
Let's go.
Knuckle up.
You want to talk?
Let's go. No, let's go say, then. Y'all don't want to practice?
If we win another game without practicing, I'll cut my off.
Yeah.
He'll always make that. Look, guys, if we do it again, no more practice, and I'll cut it off. What? Why do you always threaten that?
I don't think he's going to cut it off. I think that was hyperbole. I'm pretty sure he's not.
Oh,
he's
I don't
not
know.
Cutting it off.
It'll say more about the Steelers.
You think?
If the Titans win a game without practicing?
No, I think it'll say more about you don't really need all that practice. If you want to know,
DeAndre's been saying that for years.
Yeah. Look at D-Hop. He don't practice. Guess what he does every week?
You got asked Deshaun what he thought about not practicing with wide receivers who were.
And guess
guys
what?
He throws
guess
through.
What Deshaun would say right now? Give me him back. I don't give a rat's ass.
No, he likes it. He just wanted wide receiver. He had Kenny Stills not practicing, Will Fuller not practicing. Then when his timing's off, and he's like, oh, great.
Yeah.
Now these radio jerk-offs are talking about me, taking shots at me, and I don't even have guys that I can practice with. My timing's not off. But then we got that morning show and that afternoon show taking shots. Great. DeAndre, Deshaun Watson not improving. How about I get some wide receivers to actually practice with?
Okay, let me ask you this. If he could, would he take D-Hop back, not practice?
That's never
week?
A question that he would take D-Hop. You're not a true Texan. You're not a true Texan. Give your pizzas back.
What are you talking about?
I wish Bill O'Brien could hear you saying, don't ever practice. Allen Iverson right now would be dapping you up.
That's right. Me
and
Allen
be
Iverson.
Going somewhere to
That's
the,
my piece.
You'd be going to the Galleria,
I'm
shopping
Allen Iverson
for
and
a Birkin bag.
No,
and then,
yeah,
you know, Wendy would be like, where'd you get this? Me and AI were at the Galleria.
Are you Team Earl Thomas?
Team Earl Thomas. Earl Thomas, not a Texan.
Earl Thomas, not
He went from likely a Texan yesterday to not a Texan today.
Yeah.
And the McNairs are being put in the fire about why it's not happening.
Well, wait a minute. Put in the fire. I think it was John Lopez who tweeted out Giannis got involved. Do you know that for sure?
I don't.
Or is that just something that
he
you
might?
Th-
he might. I don't
there?
Know.
He might.
He might. He's got
he
some
might.
Contacts.
And then again, he might not. And then again, he might not.
But you know what? It's accurate, if I'm being honest with you. She might step in and say, do you think Bob McNair would have taken him on? I don't think Cal has an opinion on anything, John. Cal, what do you think
knowledge
about this? I know knowledge is power, but I don't think Cal has an opinion on anything. Janice McNair, all those years with the Texans and the way Bob ran the team, I think Janice does. I think Janice got involved when she heard when somebody goes,
like
man, it's
Thomas
crazy
is,
what he did with his brother. Like, what did he do?
Yeah.
Oh, let me tell you this story. Oh, no.
Well, I don't. Do you think somebody really told Janice McNair that story? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, maybe, but maybe, I don't. But I would be embarrassed to tell her the story. But it could also be a fact that Earl Thomas has already publicly said Bill O'Brien said he wasn't basically Texans worthy. They didn't think, or whatever, that he said Texans didn't think I love football.
Well, it's amazing. The Cowboys don't even want him.
That's what I'm saying.
And the Cowboys took Greg Hardy.
Yeah.
I mean, and he's not Greg Hardy.
Alden Smith.
Let's say, yes, he's not either of those guys.
Kept Randy Gregory.
Why are we treating him like Antonio Brown?
Kept Randy Gregory around?
Just because he likes to do stuff with his brother.
And gets in fights with teammates.
Well, yeah, so yeah. He got in a fight
Punch
with his teammate.
Chucky Clark. He flipped off his, well, the last two stops.
And Dez was an a-hole, and Greg Hardy was an a-hole to teammates.
And Dez ain't playing anymore either. Once you can't.
Yeah, but Greg Hardy,
here's the truth. Here's the truth. Greg could play. I don't know if Earl Thomas can really play a whole lot anymore. I will tell you that Deshaun Elliott and Chucky Clark didn't look very good at all against Kansas City at safety. But I don't know if Earl Thomas can really play anymore. I have heard that he runs like a 4.6 something. He's really slow now.
Well, there is that, but there's also the Cowboys blow defensively.
Yeah, they do. But remember when we took on Ed Reed?
Yeah.
That was terrible. Ed Reed couldn't play anymore.
Do you
he had
think
a great
this was
name.
Like an Ed Reed signing?
He had a great name. I think it's possible.
No, he's not that old.
I mean,
Ed Reed was.
But dude, Ed Reed
homeless
was in a,
with a gray beard.
No, Ed Reed was in an AFC Championship game. He was in an AFC Championship game against the Ravens. Yeah. I mean, against the Patriots. Ed Reed was playing in a championship game and went to a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
won
well,
a Super Bowl.
The Seahawks were really good when he left them.
He won
a
Super Bowl.
I mean, the Seahawks were really good when Earl Thomas left them. Yeah.
No, because the Legion of Boom was already starting to fall apart
by
then.
No, I know it was starting to fall apart, but they were still in the playoffs. Well, they've still been.
But Earl Thomas, what is Earl Thomas? I mean,
No. I'm not.
Why did the Ravens
not make a case? All I'm saying.
Let me ask you why the Ravens didn't keep him.
Listen, I didn't want the Earl Thomas. I don't. Signing another safety for this. What the? Why is it that they signed 12 safeties?
Because they can't get the right. They can't get a good one.
I mean,
that's the organization's history. Predating Bill O'Brien, this organization is the worst at finding safeties. From C.C. Brown to
Matt Stevens
to whoever. This,
well, they did. Glover Quinn.
Glover Quinn, yeah. They
if
done
you want,
it.
Okay. The all-time Texas safeties.
And then they
safeties.
Got rid of Glover Quinn after first contract for Ed Reed. So, one of the underrated, dumbest moves
yes.
that this team has ever made. They got older and worse. Because they didn't want to pay Glover Quinn, who was a corner-turned safety from college, and he knew what he was doing. He had a great NFL career.
Who's the all-time Texans safeties right now?
Glover Quinn and Manning, probably. No, I'm being...
Probably Justin Reed.
No, I'm not putting Justin Reed there yet. He hasn't even had a good season this year. He's had one good season so far. Daniel Manning, I would put Daniel Manning ahead of him.
And you know what? The Bears said... Thank you for taking him.
Yeah, but Daniel Manning played well for the Texans.
He did play well.
I mean, that's all I'm caring about. So Daniel Manning and
and Glover.
Kareem was a big nickel. And Glover Quinn, yeah. So two guys who played like 4 years for you. Because Glover Quinn left after first contract.
That has to be. I know the Texans have only been in existence for 18 years, and you can't find a safety for 18 years. But by far, that has to be the worst combination of safety.
By the way, Daniel Manning started off as a corner also.
Yeah, it has to be the worst combination of greatest safeties in your team's history ever.
There's nobody worse.
No.
There's nobody. And it's really not close.
No.
I mean, it's not even close. Are we missing? I feel like we're missing somebody.
No, Matt Stevens was the
I'm definitely not missing Matt Stevens. Are we missing anybody? Was there anybody that was better at safety? This team has just been pathetic at safety. And now they're just rolling out guys like, what about Tyrann Mathieu? His 1 year here, does that make, or was he 2 years or one? Just one. You can't be an all-time great if you're here for a year.
Yeah.
Tyrann Mathieu?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's one of your all-time greats.
No,
he's here for a year.
Great. He's the best ever.
And you gave up 400 yards passing a game over the last four games?
He's your best ever. period. Now, I guess if you're just counting by
literally
by
here
year,
for a
no,
year,
no, no, his time here. But as far as the most talented safety, he's the best.
I'm hopeful for Justin Reed. I don't think he started off great up to this point so far this year, but we'll see what happens. But you just look at A.J. Moore, Tayshawn Gibson. Just look at the history of just they just
throw it
try to throw something in
up
there.
Against the wall.
You know, maybe Lonnie Johnson can become that guy in the switch over. I always thought that Kareem Jackson could have become that guy, but it's a. You just don't. I don't know why that position
Big
is so terrible.
Steve, this is the question. This is the true question. Forget about the Titans if they don't practice saying, now we got to practice Mike Vrabel? For who? For what? What does it say about the Texans if the Titans beat the Steelers without practicing? You didn't practice all week and you beat them when the Texans couldn't? Yikes. Time for us to talk about hoops, sporting goals, and equipment right now. Let's talk basketball. Let's talk tonight, NBA Finals, Game 1. You can hear right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But here's the deal, is if you are looking for the best way to play, and your kids are, Dad, they want to play, and they want to actually enjoy the basket. So they're little, and they, you know what, they can't reach. How about the kids throwing it about halfway up, and you're like, yeah, that was fun, Dad. Thanks. I'm going to go back and play on my PlayStation. Well, no. Hey, come on out and play. Well, it's no fun because I can't reach the basket. Well, watch this. We've got a pro dunk hoops goal, and we lower the goal. Wow. And now the kids can actually have fun. And, oh, by the way, your wife will love it too because it actually adds to the curb appeal of your home. It's the best goal, period, exclamation point. It's got the tempered glass backboard, the unrustable stanchion. It is fantastic. And you raise and lower the goal so the kids will love it. All at ProDunkHoops.com. They got all the accessories as well to make it just the perfect goal. ProDunkHoops.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew...
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Bernard Pollard. Quentin Demps, they would be – Bernard Pollard would probably be ahead of Justin Reed. Right
so we
now.
Did miss some. So DJ Swearinger is a name,
no.
But it's not Swearinger. Probably Pollard, I guess, would be in the discussion. I still think Daniel Manning on the 2011-2012 team was better. Bernard Pollard's just a box safety.
Yeah.
But he's physical. I mean, he had some big hits. Daniel Manning played much better, and he was a good special. Don't forget, he was also a good special teamer, good return man. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Daniel Manning was a good,
a
good special teamer, good return man.
Ricky says, "Who's the one y'all said had to have rearview mirrors on his helmet?"
That was Petey Fagans.
Petey,
that's a corner.
That's a corner
because he couldn't see the ball coming. He just always has his back turned. Everyone's making catches on. His name was DeMarcus Fagans, but they called him Petey.
And now everybody who's crappy at covering people.
Remember who was the Petey. Other corner? Petey, we called the one from Purdue.
Petey Reeves.
Who?
Petey Reeves.
Yeah, Petey Reeves. I'm thinking Petey Reeves also couldn't do anything. We start calling everybody.
That was who
I think that had the rear view mirrors as Petey Reeves.
Petey Reeves.
Petey Fagans just couldn't cover. They loved him. They're like, man, this guy Petey Fagans, like, who tells some other guys that we just cut the scrub Tremont Williams. We got Petey Fagans. We got a guy named Petey Reeves. We got all these great players. Wait, who was the guy you just cut? It's rookie. Can't play.
Don't worry
Tremont
about him.
Williams.
I mean, later in his career, we will talk about how we unearthed all these Pro Bowlers, even though he was a Pro Bowler for another team. We'll send an email to the media about how, look at all the Pro Bowlers we unearthed. Wait a minute. He never played an actual game.
Did you have the balls to put Tremont Williams in here because he was an undrafted free that you didn't keep?
Right. Yes. Yes, we did.
Actually, they did.
I wasn't kidding. I remember the email.
They did that.
That's incredible. A guy you cut as an undrafted free agent who had a great camp, by the way, and you got rid of him, and he becomes a Pro Bowler for another team, and you tried.
You claim
that's like the Astros claiming JD Martinez saying, How about us?
Mm-hmm.
J.D. You know what the Astros would say? Like, we don't want to even bring that up. We don't want people even. And the Texans are like proudly, look at this guy we cut. Pro bowler.
Dabbing.
And then they dab.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. And if Goran Dragic wins the title, look, we found Dragic, okay?
The Rockets don't do that much because the Rockets understand everybody in the league has been traded by them at some point. Like, Daryl has probably traded at least 8% of the league at some point.
Probably.
It's incredible. If you ever go to Basketball Reference and go look from year to year at what the roster is, you will forget. Holy crap, I totally forgot that guy. Remember Francisco Vasquez?
Nope.
You don't?
Nope.
He was my son Alex's favorite player at one point. He was on, I think, the 2015 team that beat the Clip. I think that Vasquez was on that too. You remember that, Dell? Don't you?
Wasn't Francisco? It wasn't Vasquez Garcia.
It wasn't Vasquez. It was Francisco. It was from Louisville. The guy from Louisville.
I know you're talking about. It was Garcia.
Yeah.
No wonder I didn't remember Francisco Vasquez.
Yeah.
Because there was no.
You don't remember Francisco Vasquez?
Francisco Vasquez.
He discovered.
He was a Spanish.
I don't remember a Francisco
Vasquez. He was a Spanish.
Conquistador is what he was.
Conquistador, yeah.
So you remember Francisco Garcia from Louisville?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember him playing?
I don't remember him playing a Rocket, though.
I do, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was a Rocket.
I remember Vasily Spanoulis. I loved him.
Oh, wow, I forgot about Vasily Spanoulis. See, that'll happen. I'll just go back to 2016 and 17 now. Do you remember KJ McDaniels?
I do.
Yes.
Everyone was lauding his athletic ability.
Yes.
How about Isaiah Taylor? Do you remember when Isaiah Taylor was a player for the Rockets?
I do.
Do you remember Troy Williams?
Yeah, yes.
Troy Daniels.
I remember both
of
them.
Kyle Wilcher was actually a player for the Rockets? You don't remember him, do you?
White guy? You're using player liberally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Kyle Wilcher actually got in. So he was hitting some, I think he banged in a few threes from the corner at one point.
So did
Kyle
Corey
Wilcher
Brewer.
With the Rockets. Okay, he was the only.
Yeah, but did he end up doing anything? Troy Daniels is still playing.
No, Kyle Wilcher played 14 games in the NBA, and they were all with the Rockets. He played 14 games, and
isn't Troy Daniels on the
Lakers? He's on the Nuggets.
He's on the Nuggets?
Yeah, okay. Kyle Wilcher was not much of a factor at all. Montrezl Harrell actually played that year as well.
Montrezl.
Do you remember, if I told you James Harden, one of James Harden's best friends, who somehow was on the team, who do you think of?
One of James Harden's best friends?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember he had.
Yeah,
the
remember?
Only reason he was on the team was because he was boy.
Headband. He was a headband guy.
Who was it?
Bobby Brown.
I hated the way he treated.
The very year previous, Andrew.
Yeah.
Andrew Godlock. I don't remember him. Sam Decker. Right?
Yeah, but he was
friend
the opposite.
Of Dwight.
Ty Lawson, Terrence Jones. You remember Ty Lawson,
what are we
don't
doing
you?
Here? Just going through failed what are you doing? Acquisitions? What
we
are you doing?
We got Astros baseball.
I know. Why am I going down a list of old Rockets? Do you remember Marcus Thornton? Do you remember Jason Terry being
LSU,
a Rocket?
LSU.
What did you say about Marcus Thornton?
LSU.
No, not that. When he was playing. Was it you who said he looks like he had mange?
No.
It was probably him.
I would have never said
I wasn't
that.
Here, but it sounds like something he would say.
I would never say that.
Okay. It sounds like something John would say?
I
don't
can
know.
Can you find that receipt? No.
No, it was a long time
ago. Do you remember Kostas Papanikolaou?
What?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's my peeps.
Or was it Raheel? You want me to blame Raheel for it?
Yep, it was probably Raheel.
Okay. Do you remember Tariq Black?
Mange is my mind.
Yeah.
Tariq Black, Isaiah Cannon, and Joey Dorsey.
Why are you doing this?
Yeah, what are we doing here?
I don't know.
You
because I predicted very confidently the Astros would win. They'll sweep. Number one was in the books yesterday. The Astros' bats were on fire. And then today, we still don't have a starter named yet, I guess. Trying to see.
Still no starter named. We'll get there. Don't worry. Dusty's busy. Dusty's, I don't know what Dusty, what does Dusty do? I mean, you can't go out. You can't party. If I was Dusty, I'd be out partying.
Really?
Of course, if I'm anybody, I'd be out partying.
Yeah, let's not That's pretend like it. You have to be Dusty.
Yeah there's right. still nothing, although it was thought to be, the Houston Chronicle thought it was going to be Urquidy or Fromber. So with Fromber pitching, I mean, I do think it's going to be Urquidy.
We'll see.
We'll see. I agree. I think it's probably going to be.
And you know what it could be?
Because McCullers is on short rest, right?
You know what it could be? Urquidy, and I got to see how the Twins hit lefties, but it could be Urquidy LMC.
Not if McCullers is on short rest. Leave him for he'll start game three.
Then it'd be Urquidy, and you'd get Urquidy Javier. And Javier.
Yeah.
Or hopefully Josh James gets some extended innings.
Excuse me?
He's at his best when he goes, you know, two or three innings.
Urquidy pitched Friday. Urquidy pitched
today's
on Friday,
Wednesday.
Saturday, Sunday.
That's 5 days.
Monday, Tuesday. This is perfect.
Yeah, this will be Urquidy.
This will be Urquidy.
It'll be Urquidy McCullers.
McCullers pitched Saturday, which would be short rest. You don't do it.
No, tomorrow. I mean, yeah, God forbid there's a game three.
Yeah, but if not, then you got McCullers for game one.
Yep.
On the next series.
Mm-hmm.
Or Greinke and McCullers sits.
Yep. And then the next series, it would be Urquidy. Is there any chance you keep Fromber around? Knowing what you know about this team, would you keep Fromber around for that?
He's your fourth starter now. I mean, he's for sure your fourth
Fromber
starter.
Fromber is legitimately your second starter.
Well, no, but I mean, he's one of the four starters.
Oh, 100%.
So in a five-game series, yes, you want him.
No, as a bullpen guy?
No, as a starter.
Well, but what I'm asking you is he gives you a second starter, a five-inning, four-inning guy.
It was a pretty good...
Christian Javier can go. Christian Javier, Lance McCullers. It's a weird... It's a very favorable thing to have a guy that can be that good for that long.
It was a pretty... But you're using up... Look, yesterday, in a three-game series, you used up two of your best. So I get that. Now you get to longer series, and not sure you can afford to do that.
Well, three innings is typical. Okay, so if he went three innings, how much rest would he need? I'd be curious what the Astros thought about that. 3 days? 2 days? A day?
Three innings? No. He'd need... Yeah. Well, but he's on a starter. Don't forget, he was starting, so he's on a starter's... He's still on that same schedule. It was a recipe for a win, that's for sure. Greinke and Fromber, those two get you a win. Every win is really, really
good.
You
literally threw your two best pitchers at them yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, arguably, your two best pitchers at them in game one. But you know what? Every game is like a game seven. Now, this is a three-game series. Yeah. So
every game's a game six. Now this is game seven.
Well, I mean, you treat every game like it. Every game is obviously a must-win for you. I kind of like that. So we'll worry about it when you get to the next series. You're probably right. Fromber's dead for game two and game three.
No.
You can't go Fromber.
He's out now. You've used it, and thank God you won. Thank God they came up with the
only person I've ever seen who could do that was Kevin Brown.
Thank you, Jorge Polanco. Right. Yeah.
Polanco was a godsend.
That was
He's a good defensive shortstop, and that lazy...
And when that happened...
Throw?
You kind of knew. You were like, oh my gosh, look what you did.
I know. We may be able to survive Josh Reddick.
Yes. We actually survived clutch spot. Josh Reddick, who can't bunt.
Was he asked to?
A 210 hitter who can't bunt.
Nice. Was he asked to?
You can't ask him. He doesn't know how.
Somebody also said this to me... Who was it who said this? It was probably a fair... Coach Graham said, why does Reddick talk like that? I'm doing good. Whenever I had him say that to when he was about to get beat up by the analytics department. It's not fair to Josh. I just put him on Colby. Yeah, in my mind, he and Colby Rasmus are interchangeable. So that's why.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fair to him, but to me, he's just he's just Colby Rasmus. So he's not that country. But he gives off that kind of country vibe until he got his haircut this year, and then I didn't even recognize him at times.
Is there a giant difference between Columbus and Savannah, Georgia? Colby's from Columbus. Josh is from Savannah. What's the difference?
Well, Josh is from the cleaner one, the more cultured one.
Well,
Colby's from the
are
more
you allowing
one?
Colby Rasmus to determine what you feel about Columbus, Georgia? Isn't Deshaun from Columbus, Georgia?
Is
he from Columbus, Georgia?
He's from Georgia.
Let's see.
I think you're right, actually.
No, he's from Gainesville, Georgia.
Oh, that's
Gainesville,
classy.
Georgia.
Yeah, Gainesville,
yeah.
Super classy.
Gainesville, Georgia.
Yes, there is.
Man, it's got to be a dump.
And Florida Georgia line.
758 ESPN 97.5. And
I'll tell you what's not a dump is Texas Star Grill Shop. As a matter of fact, it's a palace. It's a barbecue palace, and there are three of them. And if you go to TexasStarGrillShop.com, you can check out some of those sales that they have going on right now. It's the fall sale. You feel the weather out there. This morning when I got out there, it was 59 degrees. Right now, it's in the 60s. Well, this is fantastic weather to be outside, be drinking beer, grilling. It's awesome. And that's why they have the fall grill sale going on right now. But it's through today, and then it's over. So, guys, find time. Ladies, guys, whoever's listening, find time to get into one of the locations, West University, Spring, Katy. Find time to get in there and go take a look at what they're offering you. They've got amazing wood pellet grills like Green Mountain, Traeger, the Memphis, Pits and Spits. Pits and Spits is local and probably the best built of all the grills, even though the build out of these grills has become incredible. The technology from when I started using these grills, like the Traeger grill back in about 2009 to now, 2020, is incredible. Traeger, for example, has a probe that you can stick into your meat, plug it into the grill, and it will tell you the internal temperature and even, you know, can even turn off a grill once you get to the internal temperature so you don't ever screw the meat up. And they've got gas grills that are incredible. If you're looking for charcoal, they can do that. They can even get you a ceramic cooker like the Big Green Egg on sale right now. And always delivery and setup and assembly is completely free. So make sure that you go to TexasStarGrillShop.com to check out everything you need to check out. But get into West U, Spring, or the Katy location and take advantage of the great offers right now on the fall grill sale with the best grills on the market. TexasStarGrillShop.com.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.